it's time for Joe's Need to Know News. These are stories you might see on the news, but Joe wants to talk about anyways.
All right, Masters. Did you watch it this week in Live the Web Girl?
I watched some of it.
You did?
I watched some of it, yeah.
Would you like it?
Yeah, I like to watch golf. I think there's something about the Masters. It's like not as boring as every other golf tournament.
Yeah, I don't mind it. It makes me want to go play, and we might be able to. It's going to be a lot warmer this week, so looking forward to that. Patrick Reed is your Masters champion. He overcame challenges from, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, and Ricky Fowler before sinking a par putt. He was really calm when he did it and finished with 1-under 71 and a one-shot victory. So congratulations to him. Today, this stuff creeps up on me, which is sad, but today is the last day to register to vote in the May 8th primary. You can register online or by texting the word Indiana to the number 28683. That's Indiana to 28683. You can use the same website to check your voter registration. If you miss today's deadline, registration will reopen again after the May primary to vote in the November general election. But try to do it today. Just do it on your phone. You'll get that all taken care of so you can vote. And I'll put the link up too on our Joe's Need to Know News tab, radio90.com. I'll put a little blog up there. This is scary, and Live the Web Girl, and I'm sure Alex is the same thing. I wonder when you go out and you party, do you ever have a plan, or do you worry about a guy roofing you or doing something to your drink?
Absolutely. There are creeps everywhere.
Do you have a plan, like what to do if you go somewhere, like go to the bathroom, or what do you do to prevent that from happening?
Drink is always in my hand. Also, I guzzle that bad boy down.
So there's no
chance. Yeah, there's no time. I'm not really a sipping type.
Well, this video, I'll put it up on this blog right here, too, for Joe's Need to Know News. A woman's selfie video caught the very moment a man slips something into her drink while
Gross.
It was actually in her hand. She's
Gross.
Just dancing, doing a selfie, and he walks by, just kind of just drops it really nonchalant. And it was kind of in plain sight, too. Her friend says, I don't understand why he would target her, why he would do it. Like, what a total creep. I'll never understand how a dude can be so whack with no game and feel the need to be such a disgusting predator. Ladies, watch your drink and watch your cup. So it's a good thing she noticed it, though, too, before she downed the whole thing.
For sure. Also, I think it's weird. Like, obviously, drug dealers are bad, but drug dealers who sell roofies, I mean, come on.
Do you think they're the worst of the worst doing
100%. I mean, if you want to sell, like, weed or heroin, like, that's bad, too. But, like, selling roofies, come on.
Now, this final story here, you can hear all the audio on our Freak Show Friday podcast at radio90.com. Just click on the Joe and Alex show, and you'll see that. We talked to a guy, Gary, last week, who is a conspiracy theorist, and he has kind of some decent things to say because it matches this info that I found. According to a new YouGov study, overall, 84% of Americans believe that the earth is round, but at least 5% of the public say they used to believe that, but now they have their doubts. But the thing is with millennials, young millennials ages 18 to 24, Liv, you fall into that.
I do.
They are likelier than any other group to say that they believe the earth is definitely flat. Only 66% of that age group has always believed that earth is round. And a lot of them say that they're religious too. And here is Gary, the conspiracy theorist, kind of breaking down how, yeah, the earth is flat according to him.
I believe the earth is flat, first of all.
You're a flat earther.
No,
oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
Gary, seriously.
It's shaped like a pizza. And it has an ice wall all around it. Underneath.
An ice wall?
A crust. Yeah, a crust. Yeah, a crust.
That no one can go beyond. And that's the firmament that the Bible talks about.
So it's in the Bible. It must be true, right?
I'm just saying that I don't believe the earth is flat, but like there's a reason why everyone is saying it.